30th of September, 1936. Talk number 252. Devotee, Sri Ramakrishna touched Vivekananda and the latter realized bliss. Is it possible? Maharshi, Sri Ramakrishna did not touch all for that purpose. He did not create Atma. He did not create realization. Vivekananda was ripe. He was anxious to realize. He must have completed the preliminary course in his past births. Such is possible for ripe persons only. Devotee, can the same miracle be worked for all? Maharshi, if they are fit, fitness is the point. A strong man controls the weaker man. A strong mind controls the weaker mind. That was what happened in the case cited. The effect was only temporary. Why did Vivekananda not sit quietly? Why did he wander about after such a miracle? Because the effect was only temporary. Devotee, how is the mind to dive into the heart? Maharshi, the mind now sees itself diversified as the universe. If the diversity is not manifest, it remains in its own essence. That is the heart. Entering the heart means remaining without distractions. The heart is the only reality. The mind is only a transient phase. To remain as oneself is to enter the heart. Because a person identifies oneself with the body, one sees the world as separate from one. This wrong identification rises because one has lost one's moorings and has swerved from the original state. One is now advised to give up all these false ideas, to track back one's source and remain as the self. In that state, there are no differences. No questions will arise. All the sastras are meant only to make the person retrace one's steps to the original source. One need not gain anything new. One must only give up the false ideas and useless accretions. Instead of doing it, one tries to catch hold of something strange and mysterious because one believes that one's happiness lies elsewhere. That is the mistake. If one remains as the self, there is bliss. Probably, one thinks that being quiet does not bring about the state of bliss. That is due to one's ignorance. The only practice is to find out to whom these questions arise. Devotee, how to control lust, anger, etc. Maharshi, whose are these passions? Find out. If you remain as the self, there will be found to be nothing apart from the self. Then there will be no need to control, etc. Devotee, if a person whom we love dies, grief results. Shall we avoid such grief by either loving all alike or by not loving at all? Maharshi, if one dies, it results in grief for the other who lives. The way to get rid of grief is not to live. Kill the one who grieves. Who will remain then to suffer? The ego must die. That is the only way. The two alternatives amount to the same state. When all have become the one self, who is there to be loved or hated? Devotee, what is the sun marga? What is the moon marga? Which of them is easier? Maharshi, sun marga is jnana. Moon marga is yoga. They think that after purifying the 72,000 nadis in the body, Sushumna is entered and the mind passes up to the Sahasrana, and there is nectar trickling. These are all mental concepts. The person is already overwhelmed by world concepts. Other concepts are now added in the shape of this yoga. The object of all these is to rid the person of concepts and to make one inhere as the pure self, that is, absolute consciousness, bereft of thoughts. Why not go straight to it? Why add new encumbrances to the already existing ones?